Today's shiur is Masecht Bamitzvah Daf Nun, and we will begin on Daf Mem Tesam Beis at the Gemara right after the Mishnah, in the middle of the Amud. We had learned in the previous shiur, we began to learn the sugyas of Einoah, where if somebody is overcharged, and as we learned and will learn in Mitzvah Shem, Einoah is possible both on the seller side and on the buyer side, that if the buyer is overcharged, we can have a situation of Einoah, or if the seller sells the item for less than its value, we have a situation of Einoah. And as our Mishnah taught us, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, there are three categories of Einoah. There's Einoah of less than a sixth, there's Einoah of exactly a sixth, and there's Einoah of more than a sixth. Einoah than less than a sixth is, the Mishnah said, a situation of mechila, where we assume that the buyer who was overcharged is meichel, forgives the amount that he was overcharged. As we quoted in the previous year, there is a machlokes rishonim. How do we understand that circumstance? Do we understand it that we bechlal don't have a situation of einoah? Or, as other Rishonim, it's the opinion of the Chinuch, or the other Rishonim suggest that we do have a situation of Einoah, however Chazal considered it a situation that, although the Aveira of Einoah has been transgressed, we have Mechila for that Aveira. And I saw interesting nafkamina between this Machlokes Rishonim, because there's another Machlokes Rishonim. What is the Halacha if in it a cotton was overcharged? Is there, and he was overcharged less than a sixth, what will be the din? And it's actually a machloikis of the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam's opinion is that even if the victim is a cotton, if he was overcharged by less than a sixth, there is no din of Einoah. Whereas the opinion of the Ravid is that it would be considered a situation of Einoah. And Achroinim explain that this Machlokes Rishonim is actually connected to the previous Machlokes Rishonim that we quoted. For if we say that there is no Einoah at all when the overcharge is less than a sixth, then it doesn't make a difference who is the victim. If, however, we understand it that it is indeed a situation of Einoah, just we consider it a situation of automatic mechila. So if the victim is a cotton who is not capable halachically of being meichel, that's why it will be considered a situation of Einoah. Then we have a situation of Einoah where the overcharge was exactly a sixth, that there the Rabbanan hold, and we have a machloikis, Rab Nosson, Rab Yehuda Nossi, actually how to understand the opinion of the Chachamim. Rab Nosson says that in such a situation, the deal stands, just the overcharge has to be returned. Rab Yehuda Nossi says that the victim has a choice. He could either void the sale or say that the amount of the Einoah should be returned. And the third situation is where the overcharge was more than a sixth, that in that situation, either of the two parties to the transaction can void the sale. And as Tosfos explains, the reason is, because once we have an overcharge of more than a sixth, it's not considered at all a sale. It's just like anyone could understand that if I were to sell an item worth $100 for a dollar, it's not considered a sale. It's just not in the realm of being considered a sale. The halacha says that in any situation where there's an overcharge of more than a sixth, we don't have a sale here, and therefore there is no din. Either party could void this transaction. Itmar. So says the Gemara. Rav Omar, Shtus Mekach Sheninu. When we speak about Einoah, and we try to evaluate was there or wasn't there an Einoah, we look at a sixth of the value of the price, sixth of the value of the item that was sold. Shmuel says not only do we look at a sixth of the value, but we also shtus mos namishninu. Another way of ascertaining if we had oinah is by looking at a sixth of the price that was actually paid. And the Gemara will give us examples. Says the Gemara, shav shita b'chamsha. If somebody sold something worth $6 for $5, so that the seller here was defrauded, or shav shita b'shiva. If somebody sold something worth $6 for $7, so everybody agrees, says the Gemara, kol amalai pligi debasa mecha chazlinen. Everybody will agree that we follow, that we say that we look at, when we ascertain if there was a no, we look at the value of the item. Vainah, however. And in both of these cases, there'll be a situation of a no. If we sold something that was worth $6 for $5, so that means a sixth, there was a zuz, which is a sixth, a dollar of the $6 was doinah. Similarly, we sell something that's worth six for seven, so again, there's an overcharge of a dollar, which is a sixth of $6, and clearly we have a situation of doinah. Ki pligi, where is the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel relevant? In a situation of shava chamsha b'shita. If somebody sold something worth $5 and it was sold for six. Something which was worth $5 was sold for $6. So the buyer paid a fifth more than the real value of the item. The item is worth $5. He paid sixth. So a dollar is a fifth more than it's worth. So if we look at the price of the item as determining if there was a no, so a fifth is more than a sixth, and certainly we have a no. If we look at the amount paid, it's only a sixth, which as we just explained, there's a difference if the no was exactly a sixth or more than a sixth. Or in a situation of shavi shiva b'shita, where something was worth $7 was sold for $6. So again, if we look at the price of the item, the fraud is less than a sixth. If we look at the amount paid, the fraud is a sixth. L'Shmuel, according to Shmuel's opinion, then when we want to ascertain if anor was done, edv, both of these cases would also be situations of anor haver. L'Rav, however, according to Rav, the other Omibus of Mecca Chazlinen, we, when determining if there was or no, we look at the value of the item. Shavacham Shabashita, when something was sold for something which was worth $5 was sold for six, Bitl Makachava, it'll be a situation where we could void the sale. Because if we look at it that way, we have a situation of a fraud of a fifth. A fraud of a fifth, which is more than a sixth, we said that either party could void the transaction. Shava shiva b'shita, whereas if something was sold, which was worth seven was sold for sixth, mechila hava, according to Rav, since it's less than a sixth, and we look at the value, and we only looked at the value, then it'll be less than a sixth, and we'll have automatic mechila. Shmuel Amar. However, Shmuel's opinion is ki amrinim mechila b'tel mekach. Where do we say that something's considered either less than a sixth and there's automatic mechila, or b'tel mekach, it's more than a sixth and either party could void the sale? Heicha d'leka shtos b'shnei tzadim, where we don't have a situation of a sixth from both sides. That means the deviation of a sixth is neither a sixth of the real value nor a sixth of the money paid. But if it's considered a situation of a sixth, even from only one reason, whether because we're looking at the value of the item or whether we're looking at the amount paid, according to Shmuel, it will be a situation of a no. The Rishonim debate, what will be the halacha if by looking at one factor it'll be a sixth, If we look at another factor, it'll be greater than a sixth. How do we treat such a situation? Some Rishonim's opinion is that where the bittul mekach leads to one result, and the price, we're looking at the value, looks at one result, and looking at the price paid gives us a different result. There even Shmuel will agree that we look at the value of the item in determining what type of anah we had here. However, other Rishonim, it seems to be the opinion of the Ritva, is that anywhere, wherever there is a situation of a sixth, whether it's identified as a sixth because we look at the value of the item, or whether we consider it a sixth because we look at the amount paid, both of those cases are considered like it was an anah of an exact sixth, that category of anah. Tanan says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, hainor dal kesef, mesiv arba kesef lasela. Hainor, in determining what we had a situation of hainor, is if there was a price fraud of 4 silver at mars out of 24 silver mars, which, as the Mishnah said, is shtus lamekach, is a sixth. My lav, isn't the case of our Mishnah referring to a situation of shava esrin, where somebody sold something worth 20, besim v'arba, for 24. So the overpayment is 4, which is a fifth of the value of the item, but a sixth of the amount paid. So isn't this a raya, shma mino, that in determining if we have a no, that we look at shtus mos namishnunu, that we look at a sixth of the amount paid? So isn't that a raya to Shmuel, that in determining anah, we also look at the price paid? Says the Gemara Loi, the case of the Mishnah is, the Zovin Shovin Esrin V'Arba V'Esrim. We sold something worth $24 for 20. So the $4 that the seller was underpaid is a sixth of the item's value, 4 out of 24. So according to this interpretation, the example the Mishnah is using, Minasana, is an example with a meicher, where the seller was defrauded. Ema Sefer. But let's continue learning the Mishnah. Ad Masai Mutal Hachzer, until when could the defrauded party claim that he was defrauded? According to the Tanakama, Ebukhdei Shiera Latagol Akroivai, enough time that he could show it to a merchant or to his relative. Vama Rav Nachman, as we will learn in Daphnon Aleph, Loishan Alolakayach, this shear was only said to a buyer, has this time frame. Avo Moicher, a seller, Loilim Chaiser, always could withdraw. So, obviously, our Mishnah is speaking about a situation of a buyer being defrauded, not the seller being defrauded. So, the illustration that we said that our Mishnah is referring to can't be that case. Ella, the way to understand our Mishnah is referring to a situation, the Zovin Shovin Esrin V'Arba, where somebody sold something worth $24, Besrin V'Tamya for $28. The buyer overpaid by 4, which is a sixth of the value being 24. Tanan, so our Mishnah continued teaching us that Hoy Rav Tarfon Belod Hainah Shmaina Kesem Esrin V'Arba Kesem Besela. The Rav Tarfon said that the shear of Hainah is 8 kesef, 8 silver mars out of 28, out of 24, which, as we understood, means shlish lemekach. According to Rav Tarfon, the shear of Hainah is not a sixth, rather a third. My lav, isn't the case of our Mishnah, the Zovin Shitzri Besim V'Arba. We sold something that was worth 16 for $24. So the buyer overpaid by 8, which is half of the item's value, but a third of the payment. Now, a half is more than a shear or no, even according to Rav Tarfon. Yet our Mishnah gives this as the example of a no for Rav Tarfon. So shouldn't this again be a raya, the shlish mos namishninu, that when evaluating a no, we look at a third of the price paid? So the Marloy, the case of our Mishnah Kurim Tarfin is a Zovin Shava Esim Abba, where somebody sold something which is worth 24 b'shitza for 8 for 16, which the seller was defrauded $8, which is a third of the value with being 24, which would again be a situation, a minasana, who was the person that was defrauded? The meicher, the seller. But if that's the way we're going to understand the Mishnah, Eima Sefer Amalahem, so Reb Tarfin said that according to him, how long does the buyer have to claim that he was cheated? Kol hayoy mutalachzer. He has all day. And again, Amrav Nachman, as we will said, Loi Shana, who has the shear by when he can make this claim? Lekeach, only the customer. But the seller could always go back. So if that's the case, it can't be that the example of our Mishnah is referring to a situation that the seller was defrauded. It must be a situation that the buyer was defrauded. It must be a situation where he sold something worth $24, but lost of a train for 32, and the buyer was defrauded by overpaying 8, which is a third of the 24, which is a situation of the value, of a know of the value, and we don't have a right to Shmuel's opinion. However, says the Gemara, Tanya Kavase de Shmuel, there's a brisa that supports Shmuel's opinion. Misho Hotalalov, Yoda El Yoinai. The one who was the victim, he's the one that has the upper hand. Ketzat, says the Brisa, what does that mean? Machaloi Shava Hebevov, if somebody sold something which was worth $5 for $6, Minasana, who is the one that has been defrauded? Lekeach, the buyer. And therefore, Yad HaLekeach HaLeyona, he has the upper hand. Rotsa Oimloi Tenlemiose, he said he could give me back my money. I tell you, Shmashinis Sani, or he could give back the amount that he was defrauded. Now, this case where somebody sold something worth $5 for $6 is a situation of an I know of a sixth of the money paid. Clearly, this price teaches us that I know occurs not only by identifying a sixth of the money paid. Machaloi, if on the other hand he sold him shavah sheish b'chamesh, something worth $6 for $5, minus ana, who was defrauded here? The meicher, the seller, yad meicher al yonin. In this case, the seller has being the one that's the victim. He has the upper hand, and therefore, roitzo emle ten lichmichi, he could say, give back the merchandise, or tenli mashenisani, or give me back what I was cheated. This brisa, very important, that we just quoted to support Shmuel's opinion, follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is of the opinion that the Einor, that in a case of an exact Einor, the victim has a right to choose either to get back the amount that he was overcharged or undercharged, or to void the sale. Rav Nosson's opinion, however, is that the deal stands, and all that happens is that you have to give back the amount that was overcharged or undercharged. Iboiluhu, ask the Gemara, Pachas Mishtus L'Rabbonim, when there was less than a sixth of Einor, according to Rabbonim. And we explained that when there's Einor of less than a sixth, there is a mechila. There is automatic, there is, the victim is meichel. How do we understand that? La'alta have a mechila? Is that mechila automatic? Or does that mechila take place b'chdei she'yir l'tago l'kroivai? You need the amount of time to show, enough time has elapsed that he could show it to somebody, show it to a merchant or to his relative. And as the Mefarshim explain, this Gemara's question is only according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who says that the halach is that when there's an exact oino, who says that when there's an exact oino, the victim could choose to void the sale, or he could choose to take back the amount that he was cheated. So according to Rav Nosson, that if there was an exact oino, the halacha is that he could only get back what he was cheated, and that is in the, and that is only if the buyer notifies him in the amount of time shiur or tagor or krayvay. Then according to Rabbi Yehuda, there must be something differentiating between a less than a sixth and a sixth. It must be that according to Rav Nosson, certainly where the onor was only less than a sixth, it's not automatic. And therefore the question is only according to Rav Yehuda Nasi. In fact, the Rishonim go on to ask that if according to Rav Nosson, when the overcharge was less than a sixth, that we say that there's a mechila. And now we're saying that the mechila, according to Rav Nosson, must be automatic. Because if it's not automatic, we have no way of differentiating between an ino of less than a sixth and an ino of a sixth. Shouldn't that be a raya, what Rav Yehuda Nasi's opinion will be also? That he will also say that an ino of less than a sixth, there's, that by no of less than a six, it's also automatic. Say to Rishonim, just the opposite. According to Rav Nosson, as we just finished explaining, there's only one difference between an ino of less than a sixth and an ino of a sixth, which is that by no of less than a sixth, you don't get back what you were cheated, and by no of a sixth, you do get it back. According to Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, if we'll say that by an ino of less than a sixth, it's automatic, then we have two differences between less than a sixth and a sixth. One difference is that by less than a sixth, it's automatic. By six, you have the shear of kidei shira, letagor, or lekroivoy. And the other difference is that by a sixth, you could void the sale and get back, or get back your money, and by less than a sixth, you can't. So we'll have two differences, and you can't have, it doesn't make sense to say that there are two differences, it makes sense that they're consistent, there's only one difference between less than a sixth and a sixth. Vim Tim Tzloim continues the Gemara. If we will say, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that even by less than a sixth, there is a shear of a chdei shear or tagra or krovoi, then, and we'll ask, as we just explained, my ikka ben shtus l'pach m'shtus, what will be the difference? The difference will be, deal a shtus, buy a shtus, if the overcharge was a sixth, yada yada yada, the victim has the upper hand, rotzachayzer, he could void the sale, rotzachayzer maxor, he could keep the sale and just get back the money. Deal a pach m'shtus, kana, the sale will stand under all circumstances, or machsoi no, just he'll have to return the amount of the fraud. So again, the Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, what will be the halacha by less than a sixth? Is it automatic, or do we apply the shear of kidei shira l'tagoy or l'kroivay? Tashma, chazor divichachamim. We had in the Mishnah that first we had the opinion of the Chachamim of a sixth, and the shear being Kidei Shira L'Tagra L'Kroivoy. Then the Rav Tarfon gave a shear of a third, which caused the Tagrei Lud, the merchants of Lud, to agree with Rav Tarfon's opinion. But then when Rav Tarfon indicated that he also gives them a whole day to identify that there was a Na, they went back to the opinion of the Chachamim. Toshma, Chazur Divi Chachamim. Savru, so the people who understood the Mishnah assume that Pachs Mishlish L'Rab Tarfin K'Pachs Mishlish L'Rabbanon Dami, that they assume that whatever the Rabbanon say is the halacha by less than a sixth, Rab Tarfin will hold that is the halacha by less than a third. So now let's understand the Mishnah. That when the Rabbanan speak about a situation of less than a sixth, It's all, and that there's an order, that there's a mechila. It was only b'chdei shira, tagar, l'krayvai. Only after the amount of time of showing it to the relative or the merchant has elapsed. Or Rav Tarfin, but according to Rav Tarfin, you have kol hayoyim, mishum hachi chazru. We could understand why after hearing Rav Tarfin giving him a whole day, they decided to follow the opinion of Rabbanon, not the opinion of Rav Tarfin. Because as the Rishonim explain, once they heard Rav Tarfin's whole opinion, they recognized that the advantages of Rav Tarfin's opinion are outweighed by the disadvantages. And let's understand it. If we assume that the Rabbanon only allow him to claim a refund after Kadesh Shir Latagel Kroivai, Rav Tarfin only allows him to ask for the refund after the whole day passes, the Mishnah is very understood. When they heard Rav Tarfin say that a Noah is a third rather than a sixth, they could overcharge more and still get away with it. However, when they heard Rav Tarfin say that the time limit for the claim extends to the whole day, the merchants realized that that causes them a greater disadvantage than an advantage. Because under the Rabbanon Shita, the buyer has a very short time to put in a claim. Only the amount of time, Kedei Shira L'Targa L'Krayvai. And once that time passes, the merchant retains the overcharge. However, with Rav Tarfin's longer time allowance, the merchants run a risk, they run a greater risk, that they're going to have to refund the overcharge. And that's why they preferred the system of the Rabbanon. And that's why Chazru. And therefore, we understand why the Rabbanon's system was preferable to the system over Rav Tarfin's. Because even though, if there was an overcharge of more than a sixth, there Rav Tarfin's system will give the merchant certain advantages. The advantage being that if it's more than a sixth, according to Rav Tarfin, it's still not a situation where a sale could be voided. According to Rabbanon, it's a situation where the system could be voided. The Rabbanon did not focus on that because they didn't believe that most situations people overcharge more than a sixth. Most situations are where there's a smaller rate of overcharge. And the smaller rate of overcharge, the Rabbanon who give you less time to recognize that are better. However, says the Gemara, Eli Amrit, if we're going to say, La'al ta'ava mechila, that if the overcharge is less than the shir oinah, it's automatic. So just like by Rabbanon, if the overcharge is less than a sixth, there's an automatic mechila, and therefore, Rav Tarfin nami, if the overcharge is less than a third, la'al ta'ava mechila, we have an automatic mechila, amai chazru. Why would they prefer the Rabbanon's opinion over Rav Tarfin's opinion? Rav Tarfin nichlu tfei, Rav Tarfin's system should be much more preferable. The Maid Rabbanon Kamash Vele Anah, because what Rabbanon consider a situation of Anah, a sixth, and more than a sixth, L'Rav Tarfin is all in the category of automatic Mechila, because according to Rav Tarfin, anything less than a third falls into the status of automatic Mechila. It must be that there is no automatic Mechila. The shear that was applied in the Mishnah is the shear that both Rabbanon and Rav Tarfin say will be relevant even when the overcharge was less than the shear or not. And as we explained, if so, we could understand why they prefer the Rabbanon system over Rav Tarfin's system. But this was all based on an assumption that less than a third by Reb Tarfin and less than a sixth by the Rabbanon are treated exact same way. But however, says the Gemara, that isn't the proper way of understanding Reb Tarfin's opinion. Mi savrit pochus mishlish l'Reb Tarfin is less than a third by Reb Tarfin kapochus mishlish l'Rabbanon dami to be treated the same way as less than a sixth by the Rabbanon? Loi, they're not exactly the same. Rather, mishtus v'atshlish l'Reb Tarfin, a situation of a sixth up to a third to Reb Tarfin, is kshtus atzman Rabbanon dami, is treated exactly like a sixth, exactly like the way the Rabbanon treat the sixth. According to Rabbanon, if a buyer was overcharged by exactly a sixth, so as we explain, specifically we follow Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's opinion, he has the upper hand. He could choose to have the overcharge refunded, or could void the entire deal. If, according to Rabbanon, he was overcharged by more than a sixth, then either party could void the sale. Till now, we assume that according to Rabbanon, if the buyer was overcharged by a sixth up to a third, the sale can't be voided, and it's treated similarly to what the Rabbanon say when the overcharge is less than a sixth. However, now the Gemara is saying that according to Rab Tarfin, if the buyer was overcharged anywhere from a sixth to a third, is the same as how the Rabbanon treat a situation of overcharge by exactly a sixth. The Rabbanon consider a sale where it's more than a sixth to be voidable by either side. According to Reb Tarfin, only the buyer has such an option. Now, we could understand the Mishnah. If we say there's an immediate waiving of charges in the lowest category of fraud, then we would not have a reason to understand why they preferred the Rabbanon system. However, now we're saying that there's an immediate mechila only in a case of under a sixth. In a case of a sixth up to a third, Reb Tarfin will give the buyer the upper hand to either demand a refund or void the sale. So in the case of an overcharge of a sixth, the merchants lose on the Reb Tarfin system, because according to Rabbanon, the buyer has an open hand, but he has a very short time where to submit the claim. According to Reb Tarfin, the buyer has the whole day to submit his claim. So therefore, in a situation of overcharging of a sixth, the Rabbanon system is more beneficial for the merchants over Reb Tarfin's. Because in a case of an overcharge of more than a sixth, the Rabbanon's deadline is Kadesh Yira L'Tago L'Krovai, and if he misses that deadline, he forfeits his claims. But according to Reb Tarfin, the deadline is much later, and therefore he's more likely to claim a refund. Ihachu, ask the Gemara if that's how we're now understanding Reb Tarfin's opinion, but my Samcha Mikara, why would it ever satisfy? Tifshit, shouldn't this prove that the fact that they were happy at the beginning, that they held the Bikkel Mekach L'Rabbanon L'Olam Chayzer, that they held that according to Rabbanon, when you can void the sale, which when it's a situation of more than a sixth, he can retract forever. The Kivan the Amal Reb Tarfin, because Reb Tarfin said that in a situation from sixth to a third, it's considered a situation of a nah, for which they assumed there was only a short time limit to demand any refund, rather than a case of Bitl Mekach, which could go on forever. And that's why, Samchu, they were satisfied with Reb Tarfin's position, But when Reb Taffin said kol hayoi, that his position includes that the buyer has all day to submit a claim, chazru, they went back to like the system of Rabbanan. Because the difference between the buyer having no time limit at all, or having a time limit of a whole day, Rashi explains, they held wasn't really significant. Because once the buyer has the whole day, we could assume that he will find the time to submit his claim. So when Rav Taffin announced that the buyer had a whole day to submit his claim, the merchants were no longer so happy. Moreover, cases of overcharging with more than a sixth, as we'll see later in the Gemara, weren't so common. In the common case of overcharging by exactly a sixth, Rav Taffin's system was worse for the merchants than the Rabbanan system. Because by the Rabbanan system, the buyer only has a short time to make a claim. Achiro tagol akroivoi. By Reb Taffin's system, he has a whole day to submit a claim. So by filing Reb Taffin, the merchant's gain, in the case of more than a sixth, was a very small gain. But their loss in an overcharge of a sixth, which, as we just explained, was the common situation, was great. And that's why he went back to the system of the Rabbonim. These Salkadaitas, because if you're going to think, the Mittel Mekach Rabbonon, that even in the case of an overcharge of more than a sixth, there too the Rabbonon have the shear, or Bechtei Shear, Letagol, Akroivai, they only give you enough time to go to the merchant or to the relative, but my Samchu, what were the merchants so happy about? Because in the case of overcharging by more than a sixth up to a third, Rav Taffin says that the buyer has the upper hand and he either could demand a refund or void the sale. But Rabbanan say that either party could void the sale. If both Rabbanan and Rav Taffin set a short time for submission of the claim, there would be no benefit with Rav Taffin's system. So why were they happy? Answers the Gemara, Samchu b'shtos atzmai. They were happy. Now we have to revise Rav Taffin's opinion, and they were happy with a sixth itself. The Rav Taffin, because according to Rav Taffin, it will be a situation of mechila by a sixth, and no refund could be claimed by the buyer. We said earlier that Rav Taffin treats an overcharge of exactly as a sixth the same way as he treated an overcharge of more than a sixth. However, now the Gemara is saying that he treats an overcharge of a sixth like an overcharge of less than a sixth. So according to Rav Taffin, there are three categories. There's less than or equal to a sixth, where the sale is valid and there's automatic mechila. More than a sixth, up to a third, where the buyer could either demand a refund or void the sale. A third and up, either party could void the sale. According to Rabbanan, the three categories would be less than a sixth, where the sale stands and there's an automatic mechila. A sixth, where the buyer could demand a refund or of the overcharge or void the sale. And more than a sixth, where either side can void the sale. In the case of less than a sixth, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, everybody agrees there's automatic mechila. In the case of more than a sixth, up to a third, before Rav Taffin came out with his ruling of Kol HaYoyim, both granted the buyer a short time to submit his claims. And therefore, the difference between them for the seller is not significant. But in the case of overcharge of exactly a sixth, Rav Taffin's system was better than the Rabbanan system. Because according to Rav Taffin, there's an automatic mechila, and the seller doesn't have to pay anything. According to Rabbanan, the buyer had the upper hand, and he could either claim a refund or void the sale. However, when Rav Tarfon came along and he granted the buyer a whole day to submit his claim, then the merchants recognized that Rav Tarfon's system wasn't worth it, because the extension was in a case of an overcharge of more than a sixth and up, where till now, according to Rabbanon, the time for making a claim was very short. Now Rav Tarfon extended the claim. So, in a case of an overcharge of more than a sixth but less than a third, the Rabbanon hold that either party could retract, but the buyer has to submit his claim within the time needed to consult a third party. According to our papa, the buyer had the whole day to submit a claim. So under Rav Tarfon's system, the probability that the seller would be called upon to make a refund was much higher than according to Rabbanon, and therefore it outweighed the benefit that Rav Tarfon gave for overcharging of a sixth, because overcharging exactly a sixth, no more or less, were less frequent than overcharging of more than a sixth, and therefore they go back to Rabbanon's system. Ibailahu asked the Gemara, Bittel Mekach l'Rabbanon, in the case of voiding of a sale according to Rabbanon, which is in a case of more than a sixth, La'olam Chayzer, as we discussed earlier, could either party void the sale forever? Or Dilma, do we have the time of Bechdei Shira L'Tagra L'Kroivai? Vim Tim Tzolayim, if we'll say the time is Bechdei Shira L'Tagra L'Kroivai, then what will be the difference between Shtus and Yesel Shtus? There'll be a difference. Dila Shtus, if the overcharge was exactly a sixth, only Mishin, that's Anachizer, only the party that was cheated could retract. Vila Yesel Shtus, Shneim Chayzer, Mai. So what is the halacha? For how long could a claim be made? Toshma. So the Gemara says, Chazor Divacham. We learned in the Mishnah, the first they accepted Rav Tarfon's opinion, and then they went back to Rabbanon's opinion. Iam Bishlon Bittel Mekach L'Rabbanon. It will say that according to Rabbanon, when there was a no of more than a sixth, Bechtei Shir L'Tagel L'Kroivai, that you could show it, that there's a short time. Rav Tarfon, according to Rav Tarfon, you could have all day. We could understand why they went back to the opinion of the Rabbanon. No, before Rav Tarfon extended the time limit, they preferred Rav Tarfon's system because of the way he works in a situation of exactly a sixth. According to Rav Tarfon, as we explained a moment ago, there would be an immediate mechila. Rabbanon would hold they could have a claim to get back the overcharge or void the sale. However, when Rav Tarfon extended the time limit, the disadvantage to the merchants for cases of more than a sixth outweighed the advantages in a case of exactly a sixth, and that's why they preferred the opinion of the Rabbanon. Eli Amrit. If you're going to say according to Rabbanon, in a case of more than a sixth, you could always make a claim. Amai Chazru, why did they go back? But Rav Tarfon Nichletfei, wouldn't Rav Tarfon's system be much better? The Kamash V'lei Noah Kolayoyim, the Sulay, because according to him, you could only make a claim for all day, but not forever. In a case of overcharging of a sixth to a third, which is unlikely that anybody is going to overcharge more than a third, according to Rav Tarfon, you could only make a claim for a day. According to Rabbanon, you can make a claim forever. So therefore, in the case of a sixth, they lost under Rav Tarfon, because according to Rabbanon, you have only all day, and you have only a short time. According to Rabbanon, you have longer. But now the Gemara is saying, is the difference between no time limit and a day-long time limit is significant. And therefore, Rav Tarfon, who only gives you a day, should be the better system. Answered the Gemara, they weren't focused on that. Because Bittel Mekach, that there should be more than the shear of Aino, is Loi Shchiach. and therefore they didn't think about it. They only thought about a situation where there's exactly Oino, and we explained where there's exact Oino, Rav Tafin gives you a whole day, Rav Don only give you Kadesh Yir or Tagal or Kroivai. Amarava, Hilchasa, Pachs Mishtus, Nikna Mekach. If there was less than a Shtus, then the say, what do you call it, there's automatic Mechila. Shtus, when there's exactly a Shtus, Koina, the sale is valid, Mach Soino. Vezeh Vezeh, and both of these cases, in the case of a sixth and the case of more than a sixth, it must be submitted in the shear of a shear of Tagra Lekroivai. Tanya Kavasa de Rava, and so too we learned in a Braisa, a Noah Pachs Mishtus, if it's less than a shis, Nikna Mekach. There's automatic, the sale is good, and there's automatic Mechila. Yeser Ashtus, Betel Mekach. More than a Shtus, either party can void the sale. Shtus, Koina Machs or Noah. When it's exactly a Shtus, the sale is valid, but you have to return the amount or the price for it. Divrei Rav Nosson. Yudah Nosi Oimer Yad Moichel Yoina. The seller, if the seller was the one that was cheated, he has the upper hand. Ratz Oimer Leitenli Mechi Oitenli Mashnesani. Either void the sale or give back the amount that was cheated. Vezeh Vezeh. And in both cases, whether it was exactly a sixth or more than a sixth, you only have the time to submit the claim, like Rava told us, even in a case of more than a sixth, you only have that amount of time. It can't be submitted forever.